Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1239. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbanan Zisel. The Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and the Refuah Shalema Refol Moshe Chaim Ben Chanish Atakav Refuah Shalema Psech Shachal Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Choresh Plowing. Okay, so interestingly enough, in our Simon Shin Lamed Zion, which we've been working from with the Malach of Choresh, is a good chunk of the Malach of Choresh is found over there. There's always little bits of each Malach found in every Simen, all over, but not in every Simen, but in the, you know, various different parts. But the Shin Lamed Zayin, there's always usually one Simen in Hilchas Shabbos that stresses that Malach, and Shin Lamed Zayin in general is a Simen where you would find a Choresh. But an interesting thing over there, he talks about reference to washing floors. So I want to, they talk about washing floors over there somewhat anyway. So I want to just talk a little bit about the inyan of washing floors, a little bit counters, but in general, floors in general. Now, this is something that we've spoken about in the past in the Malacha of Malabin, which had to do with cleaning in general, cleaning. It had to do with wedding clothing, wedding materials, and these type of things, and schita, obviously squeezing, and so on. We spoke about cleaning counters, washing floors at that point. But over here, in our simen, when we talk about the malach of choresh, plowing, it takes a little bit of a different twitch, if you want to call it, whereby we spoke about the sweeping issue, and how to go about whereby one is not allowed to sweep a dirt floor, right, for the various different reasons. One could knock down a mound, ashvei gumos, fill up a hole, whatever the case is. But we said when it comes to regular floors, hard floors, wood floors, marble floors, tile floors, whatever the case is, in general, we said that would not be a problem. So as long as one uses a soft broom, not to use a hard broom like the old straw brooms or whatever, regular bendable soft broom, we said in general those floors are not a problem. So they talk about the same thing in reference to washing. So we can, in other words, what happens? Somebody has a floor, right? So now something spills and they want to wash up the spill, or we're not talking about, you know, somebody says, well, I'll save my washing of floors for Shabbos. You know, Chas v'Shalom, that's not the case over here. Everybody knows you wash your floor before Shabbos, right? But the thing is now something spilled, it got sticky, it was raining outside, snowy, whatever the case is, and the floor got all dirty now. You know, Shabbos, everything was cleaned up, and now on Shabbos itself, it got dirty. Is there a way I could clean the floor? What about a spill? How do we work with that? What about sometimes marks on the floor? So I want to go through that a little bit in conjunction with some of the stuff that we spoke about from Labain and squeezing and schita, because of the fact that it's been a very, very long time ago. And those shiurim were probably around shiur number in the 300s, 300-400s, something around there, probably late 300s. And Baruch Hashem, we're over 1200. This is actually shiur number 1239. Baruch Hashem, gesunte heit weiter. So it's been a long time, a couple of years, since we actually spoke about those in Yonim. And people always ask, in reference to a floor, they ask about a counter also, but whereby something spilled, what could they do? Or the floor got sticky, what could they do? People came, let's say Friday night, right? There was a meal eaten, and some more people, other, we're going to be making a Suda Shabbos, but now the floor got all sticky and stuff. I mean, is there a way that I could work with it? Okay, so now we understand to talk about one thing. We'll see if we could get a little bit into it in reference to start off with a mop. But we understand one thing in general: a mop, just to take a regular mop, make it wet, squeeze it out, and start washing the floor, that we cannot do. That is not allowed to be done, and not even because of the floor issue, but because of the mop itself. That is straight up squeezing. You can't take a mop and start squeezing it out, and anyway, you're going to cut, slice it, or dice it, as they say. Using a mop in general is going to be, you're going to be squeezing out the mop. Now, whether you use the old-fashioned type mops that had the strands on it, or whether you use the new mops which have the sponge on it, it really doesn't make a difference. Either way, you're squeezing it out. So what we'll see, we're going to see if we could get to Bezras Hashem, if there's a way, if there's a spill, just to absorb the spill, sort of like absorb the spill. But straight up to use a mop, you know, there's a spill on the floor and I want to check. We're talking about now a regular hard floor. I want to wash it off, you know, whatever the case is. Obviously, that could not be done. Okay. Now, the problem is, just we'll talk, we'll probably next year we'll get to the more of the details in the Shulchan Aruch in per se, whereby how the washing of a floor comes into play in conjunction with Choyresh plowing, right? As we could understand, just like we spoke about with the sweeping, there's a question of making holes, filling up holes, and so on. So we can understand the same thing with when we're dealing with a dirt floor. Anyways, when you're washing a dirt floor somehow, somebody has a dirt floor in the house, it would be the same problem, right? It would, filling up holes, knocking down mounds, and so on. The same issues that, whereby we spoke about the problems of sweeping on a dirt floor. So that's why we want to see how we work it. But before we get to that, So that's where the connection actually comes into play in reference to Choyresh plowing. Okay, so now, just to end off today's shiur, we have to realize one thing, because since we're talking about the floors, we want to talk about the squeezing part, the schita part, just not getting too much into it, but have a basic understanding when there's a spill on the floor, what is taking place, the concept behind it. So you have two ways. Number one, you could squeeze something out, right? You could soak up a spill like a mop, using a mop, and then squeezing it out. You press that thing over there and you squeeze out the sponge. Usually, today most people have the sponge mops, right? They don't have too much the strands mops, but the old sponge, the regular sponge mops, you know, you squeeze it out, you soak up a spill, or you wash the floor, let's say during the week, a Monday, Tuesday, you're washing the floor, then you take the mop in a bucket or whatever, and you pull the handle and you squeeze out the mop. Well, most mops, that's how they work. You soak up the thing or you're washing the floors or whatever, and then you have to squeeze it out. So we understand that the squeezing part cannot be done. But then there's another part, which is the absorbing part. The absorbing part of anything in general. A person could have pre-cut paper towels, right, or even a regular rag or so on, and there's a spill on the floor. So what are they going to do? They'll just throw down a few paper towels, lightly wipe it up without squeezing out the paper towels. Again, pre-cut paper towels from before Shabbos, wipe it up, and then throw it out. So that's just absorbing over there in general, unless it's so wet, whereby when you touch the paper towel, it's going to automatically squeeze out. But in general, you lightly wipe it up, throw it out. So that is a action of absorbing and not squeezing out. Okay, so we want to first, before we go further, we want to understand the difference. You have squeezing out, whereby you could put down paper towels and squeeze it, or you could start take wet paper towels and squeeze them and start putting pressure on the floor and washing, you know, the area where something spilled on the floor or on the counter for that matter, and thereby you're squeezing out the paper towel because you're putting pressure. Or you could just have dry paper towels, right, and you have a small spill, you take a few pre-cut paper towels and you wipe it, absorb it, and then just, throw it into the garbage, being careful not to squeeze it out. So that type of absorbing, even on a counter, is in general would be fine, as long as one is careful that the spill is small enough and the paper towels or the rag or the towel is large enough, whereby there will not be automatically secretia. Inevitably, there won't be squeezing from the paper towel, whether it's juice, whether it's water, whatever it is that might have spilled on the floor or on the counter, like we said, for that matter. So just absorbing, throwing out the paper towels lightly without squeezing it out, in general, is okay. So that's like sort of like case number one, the easiest case scenario. What we want to get into is a little bit more on the washing side, meaning, you know, it's a little bit of a larger area whereby we talk about in reference to Choyresh and the Gezeres of Choyresh and how it applies. We'll continue next year. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, bracha, kol tov.